Ho, ho, ho. Radio.
This is exciting, son.
Yeah. STI. How to change your heart.
Be saying, girl, this is not a fling. Or be trying to sing, but shorty, you're my girl. Just in case you had a doubt.
Yeah.
All
right.
STI. How to change your heart.
Yo, those claps is hard.
Somebody's line has static on it. Is anyone like in a spaceship right now? I'm trying to think.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I think we're good. All right. That's 727. You have a little bit of static on your line. I'm gonna. Jasmine.
That's me. I don't have static.
Okay, there we go. Got a vacuum later. All right, we're here. The emotion picture.
Yeah.
Calls on the line. Going on. Who we got in here? We got me, DJ Victorious, place to be. Shout out to Brooklyn. We have, our fearless leader, teacher, and guide, Sha Stimuli.
Yes, sir. Oh, I'm here. I'm not even in the building. I'm out on the street by the pool right now. You know what I mean?
And who else we got going in there?
We have Jasmine from the mean streets of Clearwater, Florida.
Oh, the mean streets of Clearwater, Florida. You got AAA baseball. You got what's in Clearwater?
The beach, Jasmine.
The beach. Okay. Yeah, the beach
Clearwater.
One of the best beaches in America.
Okay.
Clearwater, is that near Miami?
It's about 4 hours away.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it is. Yeah, man, we doing this emotion picture thing. You know, I got to step outside the box from just being a rap guy. Being that I've done CDs like Love Jones, Break Up. You know, got my Asking MC column. You know, me and Victorious put together a lot of classic music. And just wanted to give people a voice for talking about their lives, talking about their love. We're going to have different topics, but this week, we talking about post-Valentine syndrome. Well, y'all.
Post-Valentine. What is that?
That sounds negative. Whenever I hear syndrome, I kind of get a little nervous. What's going on?
I mean, you know, a lot of relationships usually go through a lot of ups and downs. People be on the brink of breaking up, and then Valentine comes around, and people do certain gestures, try to make things work out. But, you know, it's still like ticking time bombs, man. It's just like putting a Band-Aid on a gunshot. So just wanted people to talk about.
Valentine's Day, it's putting a Band-Aid on a gunshot.
That just don't work.
I'm real cynical. A lot of people don't know that. I'm real cynical. So.
And possibly sadomasochistic, too.
I mean, you know, reality is real.
Wait, Victoria, somebody is chiming in, like, can I be heard if I talk now from a 561 number?
561. Let's see. We
Why do you have to call me out like that, Deb?
561. Is that Turkey?
Oh, 561 wants to know why I had to call her out like that. You got the syndrome.
Did she act for it?
561. Is that Turkey? Where is that? Istanbul?
That's actually Palm Beach County.
Palm Beach County.
That's in Florida.
Get out of here.
This is a dangerous, dirty doctor calling in from Orlando.
Not the dirty doctor. She heard about Valentine's syndrome, and she thought we needed a cure.
Wait. There's a dirty doctor out there?
She didn't choose
dirty,
no relationship gloves. Dirty, nasty doctor.
Yo, I don't even know what to say about that.
Halloween costume? What is that?
What field of medicine do you work in?
Well, currently trauma.
Wow.
Oh, so
but it sounds
what
like
you
guys need
putting a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound.
I'd say that's quite silly.
Well, okay.
You really work in trauma? Challenge.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
I don't know, so I keep calling you silly.
That's all right. Call me whatever you want.
It's coming from a dirty doctor, so I guess that's, you know, a compliment.
She got credentials.
And it isn't. I believe I'm getting a message from an attorney in 305 that says, Devin, stop trying to sound sexy. Well, damn.
Who's doing that? You?
That's what 305 says.
About the dirty doctor?
No, about me. Oh, she said, stop trying to sound sexy. Damn.
Oh.
I had a hater in 305.
Wow.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. It's just my everyday voice.
Okay, so, Sha, you know, you're a world-renowned MC, rapper, part-time actor.
I say zip code renowned, but okay.
How many Valentine's did I have? Yeah.
I don't celebrate Valentine's Day.
Okay.
I don't celebrate it at all.
Why not?
I mean, I feel like if you're with somebody, you know, every day you should celebrate them. I don't believe in some national fake holiday that's made to boost the economy, to telling people to give people gifts and all of that, you know. And,
what does it say
Yes,
to celebrate it?
Huh?
What does it say you have to give somebody a gift to celebrate it? Is that, like, written into the proclamation of Valentine's Day?
Yes, it is. If you Google it, that's what it says. It says you have to give gifts. You have to shower people with affection and adoration, and it has to be something monetary in order for them to believe it. Yep.
So Sha is on a personal crusade against Hallmark, pretty much.
Pretty much. I mean, honestly, I'm just coming from a hater's perspective that, you know, I got a girl, a lot of gifts back in eighth grade. You know, I had the cards and the candy and all that crap. And, you know, she didn't come to school. And I had to walk around with all of this stuff feeling real stupid. And since then, I've just been anti-Valentine. So,
okay, so now we're getting to the root of the problem.
Yes.
Ooh.
Okay, so has nothing to do with Hallmark and buying gifts. It's just that somebody fronted on you, made you feel like shit when you were in fifth grade, and now you're taking it out on
It was eighth grade, so I was almost a teenager.
Okay, eighth grade. So now it's a grown man. You're going to hang on to that? That one person is ruining it for all the women that come across your path between now and forever?
Yes. Throughout my dating years, I made it a point to never do anything with anybody on Valentine's Day. I didn't want to hang with them.
Even
if I'm with someone, I didn't want them to think it was more special than it was. So, yeah.
I would say never say never.
So, I mean, I've never had a Valentine myself.
Why not?
Pretty much. I had small ears. I don't know. I had Valentine's. You know, back in the day when the whole class had to do a Valentine's Day for everybody else, I had a lot of those.
Right. That doesn't count, though.
You know, well, no, it counted to me. And I think my mother one day was my Valentine. You know, that was cool.
Yikes.
That's sweet.
Well, you know, I think growing up, I think in eighth grade, there was one girl actually that told my homeboy that she wanted to be my Valentine, but she was shy, and I was shy, so it never really worked out. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, what about your older years after that? How about those?
Well, much like you, sir, I was scarred. I was scarred by the mommy Valentine card. And I think perhaps no one can be as good as a Valentine as my mother, and that's probably the issue I need to see Dr. Dirty Love about.
Yeah, yeah, you're getting mushy on us. Dr. Dirty Love, do you have a Valentine? Did you have one?
I did. I had an excellent Valentine.
Oh, my Lord.
And she has, gunshots in the background.
Your Valentine didn't let something that happened many moons ago ruin your night last night?
No, we had a fabulous night. In fact, my Valentine and I actually don't celebrate the Valentine's Day holiday because I agree. I think that was at Victorious. It said it's a Hallmark holiday. We agree with that. So.
Yeah. Okay.
So you're Valentine and you don't celebrate Valentine's Day. How does that work out?
It works out just fine because I don't expect anything and he doesn't either. We just enjoy the day like a regular day.
See, that's great. I agree with that. Are you married?
I sure am.
That's good.
Okay.
Good thing.
So let me ask you this question. There's applause to both of you, Sha and Victoria. So
yes.
And same to you, Dirty Doc. So you don't celebrate because, you know, you don't want to give Hallmark your money, you don't want to give Walmart your money, et cetera, for a man-made holiday, which proclamation can be found on Google, according to Sha. However, if someone approached you with a very special gift or wanted to take you out because they celebrated Valentine's Day, would you accept that?
Victoria?
Would you accept their act of kindness? Okay.
Victoria has an answer first.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I mean, well, I don't celebrate Valentine's Day because it's a religious holiday, and I'm not really a religious person. You know, started out
it
with
is?
The Catholic Church. Yeah, you know, St. Valentine's Day. You know, the
didn't he kill people or something? But go ahead.
Love hurts. Okay, go ahead.
Love hurts. Yeah, you know, he was like I think jailed by the Romans or something like that, and he was in love with the jailer's daughter or another guy or, you know, something like that. I don't know. And then he signed the card, like, you know, sign your Valentine and anything. I don't really get too much into that. But if a woman wanted to take me out any day, you know, I'm going. So, I mean, pretty much I'm not going to turn down a free dinner or anything like that. You know.
But what if, you
however,
know, what if she doesn't,
however,
really, she doesn't really do it all the time, but just for Valentine's Day, because it's Valentine's Day?
Well, she can step off because, I mean, like, if she can only do that once a year, then she's corny.
Mm. Yeah.
So and bouncing that to
Jeff. Yeah, I've accepted gifts.
Of course.
Around that time before, but
okay.
I probably didn't know what it was for.
Oh, you didn't know it was February 14th?
I didn't know. I wasn't aware. But
oh.
I made sure. If I, you know, if I found out or I got some inkling that it was something related to it, I made sure that we did nothing too dramatically special. No horizontal dancing that day. No meeting of parents or chilling with family.
Wait,
no
I'm
big
sorry.
Dinners.
So horizontal dancing is that sex, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So
there's
no sex on Valentine's Day. It's revolutionary.
Yeah, because people put that in their calendar.
Area code that is trying to chime
in.
412, put them in.
412 is trying to chime in hard.
412 is in. 412, you there? 412, you're on the air.
Hello?
There you are.
It's 412, can y'all hear me?
We can hear
you.
Yes.
Hey, how y'all doing? Pittsburgh is in the building. I'm chimed in. I was just
Pittsburgh.
Listening to the fog. Pittsburgh is in the building. Me and my boyfriend, we sitting here listening to the call on Valentine's Day, and the thing that
we still celebrating Valentine's Day.
We still celebrating Valentine's Day because it's a celebration of just having somebody. I remember what Valentine's Day used to feel like being single, and you know, you just live your life, you date, you work hard, you go hard, and then sometimes when Valentine's Day come around, it's a testament that damn, I look up, I'm not married, like I don't have nobody, and that's a lonely place to be. So to have somebody to celebrate Valentine's Day with is the reason why I put, you know, my energy into stuff. Because it makes a big deal. You know what I mean? It reminds me that I'm on a path of, you know, of love, and I'm in the right place. It's not about gifts. It's not about chocolates or roses or none of that.
I'm eating some chocolate right now, and I'm not going in the right direction, but I'll take the chocolate and the roses.
Yo, I hate when people come with knowledge and like real shit that's just, you know, enlightening and uplifting when you're trying to be cynical and ignorant. You know what I mean?
Well,
thank you.
I mean,
thank you, Pittsburgh.
It's kind of crazy.
Welcome.
It's like Christmas. You know, let's say you can't afford the G.I. Joe for your child on Christmas. Doesn't mean that you love your child any less, does it?
It's true. That's true.
Ladies? Anybody?
No, it's real.
I want to hear Pittsburgh's boyfriend.
See if he agrees.
If he agrees, you know, I want to hear all the testament of going in the right direction.
I'm sure he does. I don't know if he's as articulate, but I'm sure he probably does.
What happens the day after is my question.
They still celebrating.
Roses. Say what?
They still celebrating, apparently.
Oh.
Hey, my boyfriend wants to say something because, and it's important that y'all listen to what he say because he was a cynical about Valentine's Day, so I'm going to let him speak on that.
Okay.
You got the Erykah Badu coming from
that. Yeah, she's Badu.
My take on it, this is my take on it. I'm not a big Valentine's Day person. I used to have a thing against it. But then I realized, you know, she had it in her heart to celebrate it, and she was so in love with the day that, you know, if I'm indifferent about it, I might as well go ahead and give her what she wants because I'm all for a happy home.
That's real. Happy wife, happy life.
Exactly. So if you don't care either way, just let it be. Let sleeping dogs lie.
I'm all for that.
Is that a script?
Nah, he sounds authentic. Honestly, I have a confession. There was a year that I did send this girl flowers that I was dealing with, but it was anonymous. I didn't tell her who it was from, but I knew she celebrated them, and she was, you know, she was lonely a lot of years. So I just sent her something, so I can understand.
Sometimes you gotta give a little to get a lot.
Yeah.
You got a lot, Pittsburgh.
So what do you give? What do you get back? Call him, Pittsburgh. What do you get back?
Huh?
He's not getting it right now, man.
Where do you get? Give me the phone.
What we got right now? What we got right now? I mean, we tuned in. We got our glass of wine. We sitting here. We watching the Heat game. I mean, we chilling. We having a good time.
Let me ask you a question, right?
For Valentine's Day no more. We still happy. So it is
that's
just a day.
And that's our point, that you can do that. You can be happy on the next day, and you can do your watch the heat. You can sip your wine doing the couch without Valentine's Day. You can do that every day if you want. You know, so if he doesn't do it on that particular day mandated by the U.S., what do people in countries that don't have Valentine's Day do? They just break up all the time. What do they do?
No, they celebrate.
It's a North American holiday.
They celebrate all the time.
Don't get it twisted. Okay. I understand the commercial aspect of Valentine's Day. I know it's designed to get money out of a man's pocket, though. I do understand that. Trust me.
Yeah, he's a smart man. He gets it.
But it's not worth the argument, you know. If your home is gonna be happier with you letting it go and allowing Valentine's Day to be celebrated, eating some dinner, as long as it's not over the top. Because if it's over the top, then you might have to put your foot down a little bit. But if it's reasonable, go ahead and go with the flow.
Yeah, I think a lot has to do with your partner, man. If your partner's in agreement, and y'all both either celebrate or y'all both don't, or one of y'all does, and you know, you compromise. That's really what it's all about.
True. But you know, if she's all in with it, you know, you go ahead and accommodate. But if she don't care either way, then y'all go ahead and do what y'all normally do and celebrate each other on a different day just to make your statement that it ain't about Valentine's Day. It's about how y'all feel about each other on every day.
True.
That's what's up.
Jazz, we didn't hear from you about your take on Valentine's Day and how you celebrated yesterday.
We know. Before we do that, let's take a break. Take a real quick break.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's
play
do that.
Some new shot stimuli. We're going to let Jasmine collect her thoughts on this one on her Valentine's Day. This is from Shy's new album called Unsung. It's called The Mirror.
Look, I always said that I would never fall in love, cause I stand up in anything I do. And if every night I'm hanging out in clubs, then she could be in with another dude. And all that I'ma do is mess you up, cause I'ma want you faithful, staying true. But if some other chicks want me to cut, there's nothing like a coochie if it's new. Tell me how to tell you that I'm keeping it 100. Should I just say I'm a man and that's the best that I can come with? I look at all the stars that had white beats when they was nothing. As soon as they got to something, they left them. They got me bugging Pete Dwayne Wade, Lil Wayne, Will Smith, Switch. You start to aim a chick with fame, that's real shit, Switch. But it ain't all the same. You can be rich and find a girl that got a name and she ends up being a bitch. I wrote this verse laying next to a chick with two kids, thought that I was there to rescue. She mentioned stepdad. Step one, get shoes. Step two, front door. I left through and she said, F you. All this time, this nieces and nephews living my dream through dubbing my brother. Can you be a superstar and have a wife that has your heart that was there from the start? Or is this one of the other? Is this the girl or the world? The fam or the fame? The love of the soul or the love of the game? I'm looking in the mirror. I'm looking in the mirror. I asked him, is this the girl or the world? The fam or the fame? The love of the soul or the love of the game? I'm looking in the mirror. I'm looking in the mirror. I asked you, see, I hang out with married couples.
Ooh, they like
I will
it.
Go back.
They like it.
Back.
That's really hard right there.
You can hear the whole version, you know, on Shot Symbolized Unsung. But we're back with Jasmine.
Oh.
Jasmine.
Yes.
How is your Valentine's Day? Do you celebrate Valentine's Day?
Oh, wait a minute. I was told not to sound sexy, so. Okay, Valentine's Day. 3:05, I wonder if you're still chimed in. See, I made the mistake and put this on my Facebook page, so there's probably people on here that know the character that I will be speaking about.
It's okay. It's all right.
It's radio. Okay, it's cool. So actually, this is going to be my first Valentine's Day, probably not celebrating with a significant other. Boo. Oh. Where's that boo button at? Y'all do it.
Boo.
I love Valentine's Day, to be honest with you. You know, I like all the romantic shit, and yeah, I was the kid that, you know, had the guy walking around with the bear and the flowers and the balloons.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had
that was
Utah.
You.
That was me.
Yeah.
You
so
one of those
sorry.
Girls that had, like, 8 balloons walking down the hallway.
Of course.
Yeah.
So, this year was a little bit different. The person that I normally spend Valentine's Day with decided to go to another continent to go find himself. And I guess over in that continent, they don't celebrate Valentine's Day there.
What? I'm sorry for laughing.
Well, where is
okay.
he? Is he in Antarctica? I don't know.
No, I think they celebrate in Antarctica, but they don't celebrate
okay,
in Africa.
He's in Africa.
He's in Africa.
So he had to adopt their traditions because he's there?
He's, yeah, he's there on work, but I think, I mean, that's not the reason why he went there. He went there to go find himself, like I said.
Okay.
But in the midst of finding himself, he found some flowers and had them sent here yesterday, along with some chocolate that I'm sitting here getting chocolate wasted to right now.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's an odd feeling to get something. It's kind of like how Shaw said he sent somebody some flowers one year.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he wasn't, you know, in it. So it kind of threw me off a little bit. I had came home, and I'm like, you know, I'm just going to chill and do what I normally do. And there they were, beautiful tulips at my door.
Did you feel good about them?
It was nice to be acknowledged and to be thought of, but then it brought me right back to Valentine's Day 2010, 2009, 2008, and I can keep counting back. So.
And are you with the same guy or just, like, different people?
No, it's the same guy for a minute. But before him, it's the Valentine's Day then, too.
Are you guys doing continental long distance now?
No,
you're not. He's just gone.
He's just gone, just vanished, just.
Oh.
But he's sending tulips though.
Yeah. So what does that shit mean?
For Valentine's Day.
For Valentine's Day, out the blue.
But every other day, he sends nothing.
I'm taking out the trash. So.
What is? I guess that's his way of saying I know you celebrate, like sort of what Pittsburgh said. Like he knows it's something that's endearing to you, so he's, you know, reaching out. But he still finds it himself. So what happens if he finds himself? And comes back and wants to, like, be with you and include you in the finding of himself. Are you down? Are you back?
I'm still stuck on the flowers at the door yesterday. That might be another conversation.
You know,
so because of the flowers,
you're
confused?
Say it again.
Because of the flowers, you're confused, or you? I'm lost.
Well, check this out. When a woman. For a person put so much value into Valentine's Day, and they have a person who really isn't living up to that standard, presents a Valentine's Day gift, it can be a real confusing thing. Because, you know, pretty much a lot of guys know the secret. Shorty, you know, I'm feeling her. All I got to do is buy a dozen roses and some chocolate and take her to see, you know, Justin Bieber Bible movie, and she's going to think that I love her. And a lot of women fall for this. A lot of women, you know, say, oh, man, you know, Victoria's bought me a red velvet cake. I don't know. You know, so Victoria's must really care about me. And that's how they get caught up.
This is what I think, though. This is what I think. I think that sometimes people use Valentine's Day as an opportunity. You know, this is an opportunist, perfect moment. Right. So this was his opportunity to say, I'm thinking about you just enough that if you with another dude on Valentine's Day, these flowers are going to get there right about dinner time.
That's a good
That's
one.
One.
That's
thought,
one thought.
You know, how do you explain that? How would I explain that? Me and Victoria, we sitting down about to have a nice meal and a knock at the door and some flowers from Africa popping. You know?
Yeah, that's
so tough. That's one thought. And then the other thought is just to keep that foot in the door. You know, I'm not there, but let these be a token, you know, that this is what we did last year or something like that. I'm not 100% sure, so I don't have the follow-up on that.
All right, so I'm asking you, is the foot in the door, like, do they have Skype in Africa, like, or is it just done?
I don't know. I don't know, and if they have Skype in Africa, it's not here, and, you know, I got a bag full of pure romance under my bed in the meantime, in between time, so I'm going to think on that.
Pure, what is pure romance?
You guys don't know
I need
pure
to know
romance.
That. I need to write that down.
Under the bed.
I'm known as
the
unromantic.
Okay. Oh, wait.
Look.
Okay. So when a woman goes through, you know, what will probably be a long breakup or a sabbatical from horizontal dancing, are you following me?
Yeah.
She has to equip herself with all the necessary tools to get her through that hiatus because it can be a long spell. So she puts a little bag of pure romance under her bed. Are you following?
Yeah, that's another kind of romance. You talking about Nick in the box.
Hey, you got to love yourself.
Yeah.
I mellow out on that. Ask a caller. I know these women on the line know about their pure romance box. Not everybody celebrated Valentine's Day last night.
So is sex synonymous with Valentine's Day?
No one wants to admit that.
I don't know. Sex. I'm gonna shoot for a 954 caller. Something
Doctor
tells
dirty
me that.
Love?
I don't know. The dirty love doctor might have something to say on this one.
Either yeah, way. I get that with pure romance. There's nothing wrong with
that.
Oh,
okay. There you go. Is your pure romance box, too, under your bed?
Mine's actually under my pillow.
Oh, okay.
Ah.
Easy access. Okay.
Wait. How does your husband feel about that?
He plays with it, too.
Oh.
There's something for everybody.
He encourages it. I mean, you know, it's it definitely has its uses for the man during that special moment as well.
I'm sorry. When you say he uses it too, do you mean on himself? Like you do guys switch up, or do you use it?
No. He uses it as a tool. He doesn't use it for personal pleasure.
Okay.
But dirty love doctor, when you're pleased, isn't your man that much more pleased?
But of course.
Okay.
I don't get it.
Well, it's definitely not a substitute. It's more of an enhancement, you know? It's like, think of it as somebody is a very, very talented athlete or artist, but they, you know, have supplements that they use while they're training to make them that much better. You know, it's not taking away from the talent that's already there, but it just makes the experience that much better.
Like steroids.
It's like sex on steroids.
I know, exactly.
Sex on steroids. There you go.
Or Cialis or
Hara.
Or like the 5-hour energy.
When you say Cialis or Viagra, you put a negative connotation because that's to help, that's to fix a problem. There's not a problem there with pure romance. There's, you know, just enhancement, something to make something that's already good that much better.
Like extend.
Now this,
yeah, I get you.
This term pure romance, where did that come from, pure romance?
Well, yes, you have your co-host here is a pure romance consultant.
Get out of here.
Okay. Usha?
Yeah.
Oh, Jasmine. Cool. Okay.
Jasmine on the mean streets of Clearwater is slinging pure romance across the nation, making everyone happy.
Jasmine, you're slinging pure romance?
Hey.
Now, is this a liquid? Is this a pill? What is this? Ecstasy? Who's talking about here?
No, we're on the air, Victorious. Come on now. actually, pure romance is a collection of a lot of different things. There's some liquids and massage oils, and then there's some tools and enhancers, and there's even something for you fellas when your ladies, you know, when they leave town and they want to make sure you're straight for the weekend, make sure you don't have any company. Yeah, we got it. It's all covered.
You got the wet. Okay.
Yeah, you got the wet and the squeeze and the, that.
Hold on, Victoria. You know about this stuff? You know about this stuff?
I've been around the world, brother. I know about everything.
So there's something called wet. Is that what you just said?
Well, I mean, I just coined that phrase myself, the wet. But,
oh, my God.
It's out there. I've been Amsterdam. I know what's going on out there in the world.
All right, y'all done messed me all up, man.
we went too far.
Yeah, y'all went a little too far, man. No, I get it. I understand people use tools in the room and all of that. As far as men using it, you know, to each his own, man. But it's not something that I would partake in.
I didn't say I used it. I said I'm aware of it.
It sounds like you did, but it's okay. Nobody's going to hold it against you.
No, sir.
Never say never. But you might just be thinking of, like, you know, one particular thing. But there's a lot out there to stimulate. And, you know, especially if you're suffering from post-Valentine syndrome, get at you, girl Jasmine. I got something for that because I will not be sad tonight.
Hey, hello,
not for you.
Hey, I'm calling from Miami. I'm calling
not
from Miami. Home?
Okay.
Miami.
Yeah. Miami in the house. What's up, Jasmine? This is KD.
Hey, KD.
Just to give my little insight on, you know, the under the bed romance, as you call it. It can be a quite fun and enjoyable enhancement to the bedroom of a couple.
Let them know, KD.
You know, you have to be a little open-minded. You know, you can't do the same thing over and over again. There's only so many times you can flip it up, rub it up, smack it up, rub it down. You know what I mean?
So what kind of instrument do you use?
They got a couple of good ones. Is the egg. Which is like it's a little thing. Like just think of literally an egg. Shrink it down just a little bit. It has a little cord and a remote to it. So that can, you know, your girl can, you can put it wherever you want to stimulate your girl at, and you control the pulsation, the speed, the however you want to call it, control. You basically can control her orgasms how you want
to
control them.
I'm gonna have to put that phone on.
All these guys on these video games and all that, you can turn your girl into the PlayStation. You know what I mean? That can bring a little excitement in the household. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so all that, the rabbit and the pearl and all of that stuff.
Yeah, you gotta go walk through the sex stores with your girl, man, and experiment and check out stuff that might appeal to both of y'all. You know what I mean? That can add a nice little spice to it. Don't knock it before you try it. Trust me.
No, you're right. You're right. I'm the voice of the cynic over here. I can't have everybody on one page.
Yeah, but you're gonna be looking for that egg in about 30. What we got? 30 more minutes.
No, I know all about that.
25.
I know all about that.
That egg is the truth. The egg or the impulse.
Do that.
Yeah.
I mean, if anybody else out there knows about this stuff and wants to testify.
Yeah, real fun remote control game.
Yeah.
Now, is it
AAA battery. That's all it takes.
Okay.
AAA battery. $3, $4, $3, $4, okay.
Thank you. How did you celebrate Valentine's Day, KD?
I celebrated with a seafood dinner and a couple of
lobster,
a little bit of the warming lubricant with the impulse.
He had that wet, the egg and the impulse. I love it.
Yeah.
And the cheese biscuit.
Yeah.
You saying a cheese biscuit?
Was that a seafood dinner at Red Lobster, KD?
He didn't say Red Lobster.
Just a regular seafood restaurant down here.
Okay. I know it was Captain D's or something. I was just making sure.
No.
Vic, you still taking your girls to Red Lobster, Vic?
No, I'm single.
Vic, you're not taking them to Red Lobster?
No, sir. No Red Lobster for me. That's pretty much like Wendy's on speed or something like that.
Yeah.
No Red Lobster,
Red Lobster,
no Outback Steakhouse. Yeah, no goddamn no Olive Garden. If they have a commercial on TV, I can't go there. Can't do it.
True that.
We got 313. Where you at? You on?
Hello?
Yep.
Yo.
Yo, what's up, y'all?
Yo.
This Weatherman from Detroit.
Weatherman,
what's going on?
Man, rain, Weatherman.
What up, man?
Wolf. I want to touch in about all this Valentine's Day stuff, man. I kind of had probably the worst Valentine's Day ever yesterday.
Get out of here, man.
Aww.
How are things working out over there?
Shit, me and my girl, we got into a fight yesterday, oddly enough. Well, just to let everybody know. Like, it's a big age gap between me and my girl. I mean, I'm 25. My girl is 38. So that's
okay.
My issue right there. But
yeah.
I kind of got caught up in all the little Valentine's Day, you know, get your girl something. So I decided to go get my girl a computer.
You said a computer?
For Valentine's Day. That's
what kind of computer?
Where is it at? It's a Dell. What Dell?
I'm saying, Weatherman, you single now? What's going on?
As of right now, I don't know what I am. But no, I bought her computer.
Florida, where it's sunny at.
I put the computer on the bed, you know, so when she come home, boom, there it is with the candy and everything. Bye. Computer. For some reason, she sees the computer and flips.
Wait a minute. I got to stop you. You put the computer on the bed.
Yeah, I ordered the computer from, you know what I mean, got the computer. I put the computer, placed it. So when she come into the room, boom, there you go.
On a laptop?
Yeah, it was a laptop. Yeah, a laptop.
Was it in the box, sir?
It was brand new, in the box. It still ain't been open.
No. Did you put the whole box on the bed, on your Valentine's Day bed, sir?
Let him. I need to hear the rest of this, man. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I put it on the bed. She came home. She saw it, and for some reason, she flipped and started talking about something I did back in 2008, and, oh, you just doing this to pick up what you did back then. And
what?
She basically told me to take this shit and go to hell.
And baby, come to Florida with it. Come on.
But, no, my whole thing, really my big thing, though, is I think my girl is real insecure. I think it's part of our age difference, and she just thinks that I'm out doing stuff. And I mean, I don't know what I should do in the position that I'm in right now.
Now you reached out to me on my Ask an MC and had some questions about this before.
Yeah, that's the same lady.
And it was the same thing with the old 2008 issue.
Come on.
Right?
Yep.
And you're still there. And I want to
hear something funny.
Yeah.
You want to hear something funny? I was listening to The Breakup the other day.
Right.
And No came on.
Okay.
I swear to God, that song went on from beginning to end. And she kind of looked at me and was like, oh, you played that for a reason, didn't you? You're trying to be funny. What you trying to say? So, yeah, you kind of got me in trouble.
I got you in trouble. I did a song.
For those who don't know what the breakup is, what is the breakup
concept?
What is
Victoria, tell him about that song. Tell him about that No song that he's talking about.
The No song? Well.
Oh, you're talking about
It's a song that Josh Timberlake has called No.
Uh-huh.
And was that my dish? Are you serious?
I think it was.
Well,
I don't know, but either way.
Well, I think it's pretty much what it is, one of Shah's exploits when he was,
I'm breaking,
I guess,
up with the
going
side
out
chick.
With, pardon me?
I'm breaking up with the side chick, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah. I can tell you. I can tell you.
You had a side chick?
On the song. So you had a scenario in real life like that situation.
It was exactly like that, to the point. Exactly. I had
the
side
girl
chick.
Was upset.
I was with the side chick.
Upset.
I realized, like, damn, I shouldn't be with her. I need to be at home.
Right.
So I'm starting to tell my side chick, like, look, I'm about to go home. I'm done.
Wait a minute.
I'm done. But she want to keep it going. She want to keep it going. So.
Right.
So
all of that has
gone
over till now.
So wait a minute. You dumped this side chick in 2008.
Yeah, this is something. Yeah, this is way back in 2008.
And you had a child,
okay, where
right?
Where is the side chick now? Where's she now?
Who, the side chick?
Yeah, where's she at?
Oh, she's gone now. She's out of the equation. I don't know where she is.
Okay.
It's time for you to go get another one. Because
but listen,
but
there's
no,
a reason that you're staying. And I'm trying
to,
that's what I always
work.
Try to get out of you. Why are you there?
You know what?
Of the
I
kid?
Don't know. Right now, the kid, my daughter has a big, yeah, she's crying right now. That's a big thing right now. But right now, I don't know. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out why the hell am I here. Because, like I say, it's been all this time, and we're not progressing. It's like we hit a ceiling, or we hit the roof, far as growing in a relationship, and it's not going nowhere.
It's never good for the children to see their parents unhappy. So you certainly
right.
want to consider that.
But did he leave?
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna be real. My biggest fear, especially now that I got a daughter, my biggest fear is that another man raises my daughter. I'm not going to lie.
Another man doesn't have to raise your child. I mean, your child will always be in contact with other people just as it grows and goes to school and, you know, family members and things of that sort. But you being there and there being such distress in the household is not healthy for your child. It's not healthy for you either. So all jokes aside, you really want to consider if being there is actually the best thing for all three of you.
Man, I know what he's talking about. He don't want to get that look, that talk that day where his daughter come to him and be like, can I call Mr. Jamal daddy? And he's crushed. You're crushed.
Or, yeah, like, man, if I was to come pick my daughter up, and he out, dude outside playing with my daughter, little daddy-daughter stuff, ha, 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 they playing. Nah, I don't want that shit, man.
But I mean, you have to look at the bigger picture. Those are still selfish reasons. Those are reasons, things that you don't want to see. But you have to kind of think of the day-to-day stuff and how that affects children over a long course of time. But I really think that this is one of those discussions that you should probably have offline because it's a lot
easier. Or next week on the emotional.
Yeah, really. I think that it's definitely worthy of a longer discussion.
Thanks for sharing.
And you're talking about your kids, your future, and a serious relationship.
Jazz, this is radio. We're like Frasier Crane right now. We can't tell them to go somewhere else.
Yeah, but we don't want to send them straight to hell, and then it'd be our fault because we didn't take the proper amount of time to,
He's not going
to
hell. He's all right. He picked
Hold on the line, Mary Weatherman. Hold on the line. We'll be right with you. But
it's
funny.
That's what it is.
But, the name of the segment is Post-Valentine's Day Syndrome, and that is a perfect example. Another example is one of my close homeboys. He also had a very bad situation yesterday on Valentine's Day. His wife, let's just say he left his Facebook open. And he wasn't home, and, she found some things, and he called me today, and he didn't know what's going to happen. So it's pretty interesting that while some relationships are getting together and closer on Valentine's Day, a lot of people are going apart.
Wow.
Yes, like to Africa. Right. Oh, this is not about
you know what? We have a lot of callers on right now, a lot of people on the line. Shame on y'all. We're about 10 minutes left. Next week, Tuesday, 7:30 on the dot. We're almost out of here. We're going to play one more song, and we're going to get our last callers. 647, I see you. And this next song is Sha Stimuli, Wake Up and Go.
So we gonna play it.
To all my ladies out there, put a hand in the air. Keep your head up. You don't need a weave, you don't need a wig. Nails ain't right, hair ain't dead. I don't even care, you still do it big. Ain't no other man gonna tell you like this. Check this out, girl, mirrors don't lie. Looking in your eyes, I gotta testify, put my hand on the Bible, got my left one in the sky. In second, it's effortless, girl, you don't even try. Ha, I know what you hear. You need light skin, you need good hair. You need a better body for a man to be aware that you exist. But I insist that don't nobody else compare. The song says shake what your mama gave. Chick shaking what the doctor gave. Damn, girl, got injections in your booty, so it's better. I just say embrace your beauty, deeper sockets, that's what matters. You don't like the way your ass looks. Implants, and you need those expensive ass big brand tell you like this, girl. You don't need no makeup. You could just wake up, go. 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 Wake up, go.
Right.
You.
Hello,
like that
back.
One.
Yeah, yeah, we back.
Wake up and go. Video is coming very, 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 very soon.
Yeah, man.
We got a call on 647 area code.
What's good?
Yo.
What's up?
It's Zoe in Toronto.
Zoe.
Toronto. What's going
Toronto
on?
In the house.
I had to call in and get a woman's voice on there. There was too many guys in a row and too much negativity. Everyone's sad. I just watched The Notebook. I don't need to be hearing all this.
Oh, not The Notebook. You can't watch that.
I did. I did it. I'm single and I watched The Notebook on Valentine's Day weekend. Yes, I cried for like an hour and a half.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
Now. Now, there was like a Kleenex graveyard around my bed for like an hour and a half.
Oh, my God.
Yo, that's crazy. Man.
Yeah,
well,
but it's all
so
good.
That's
over. It was just like, it was real love, and you don't really see that these days. In the days of Maury and BBM and all that, you don't really get to see that. So when you see it, it's like, oh, damn, that could happen. I don't know.
Yeah,
kind of
in Hollywood, it can.
Oh, it can happen.
And you know what? No,
not
just in Hollywood, but for a girl around Valentine's Day, that's kind of a believable story.
Is it?
Yeah,
you
want to
believe in it. You want to believe
it. It is.
No, I feel you. I feel you. Yeah.
A lot
like
of women miss the
guy.
But it wasn't all positive for me. I mean, sorry, it wasn't all negative for me this Valentine's Day. I had to actually, it kind of was all negative. I had to go to work yesterday, and I was surrounded by women getting flowers and showing off engagement rings and pregnant girls.
Is that bad, though? Aren't you happy for them?
I am happy for them, but at the same time, you're kind of like, you kind of pause and you're sad for a second. And I was sad for a second, and then, you know, little things can happen to make your day better. So it's like I was sad in the morning, and then by lunch, I just kind of looked at it like, all right, well, instead of being bitter about it, I was on Twitter being bitter with all the other girls, but I just got off and I started just being sweet to everyone. And then my day turned around and little things happened that cheered me up. Like someone held like the subway door open for me and stuff like that. Little
Happy
stuff
Valentine's
that guys
Day.
Do notice. Thank you.
No, it's funny that a lot of these girls and guys who have Valentine's, it doesn't mean they're with the right person. So sometimes, you know, you're alone on February 14th and maybe the best thing for you.
That's true.
No, but we have a caller on 678 area code. We have 7 minutes left.
Oh, okay. Hello. Can y'all hear me?
We can.
We hear you.
Oh, okay. Good. This is out to Zoe. Zoe, I just want to let you know that real love does still exist. Sometimes it takes time for those things to happen for us, but I can honestly say that there was one Valentine's Day that I did spend, and my husband actually was riding around in a limousine with his boys doing God knows what with who know who, and I had to leave that situation. It took me a while to see that, but today I can honestly say that the Valentine that I have, I don't just share it on the 14th of February. It's a Valentine's Day every day for me. So just keep your head up, and it will surely happen.
678, tell us how that pure romance is doing for you and your marriage these days.
It is awesome. I'm loving it.
Wow.
Pure romance under the bed.
I know that voice. And see, I keep close tabs on my clients. They sound happy when they call in.
Stay
away from the notebook.
We get a lot of business tonight. So let me ask you, if you're single on February 14th, does that feel worse than, like, October 31st? Like, is it a worse feeling?
Probably.
I wouldn't say that.
Is it highlighted?
This is the thing. You have to make yourself happy before anyone else can make you happy. That's real.
Right. That's
you know, if you can't make yourself happy, then nobody else is going to be able to do it. Believe it.
Believe
I mean,
it.
I would look at it
as what?
I think the saddest people actually on Valentine's Day are people who thought they were the main squeeze and had to find out on that day that they weren't.
Talk
exactly.
About it.
Single person. Say again?
I said talk about it.
Well, you know, a single woman or a man, they pretty much – have, you know, had the rest of the year to know that, well, Valentine's Day ended up happening for me, but the person who's the side chick, you know, she's thinking she's the wifey or, you know, the girlfriend, and, you know, she finds out on February 13th that it's not going down. So pretty much I need to salute all of them, you know, because
dang, is there a side chick on the line that'll speak up to that?
Any side chicks?
Come on, you don't have to say anything.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you don't know if you're the side chick or not. Sometimes
that's
you
true.
Still are under that delusion.
But that's not single to only Valentine's Day. I will say that holidays are definitely, you know, they let people that are dating know what it is. Like, you know, around Christmas, if I was seeing four or five people, I made sure that, you know, I stayed away 23rd, 24th, 25th, all of that. Just so they would understand what it was, you know.
I say it away.
If I like somebody, you know, Thanksgiving, they get a call. Christmas, I might see them. They might get a gift. But, yeah, when holidays are coming up, birthdays too.
You're a good man, Truman. You're a great
birthdays,
man.
Birthdays, I'm disappearing. I'm asking your birthday right away. Put it in my calendar that week before.
Wow.
I'm dwindling contact.
Is that where you were in May?
That's a hard way to go. You know what I've done is actually devised a list of five ways that you can figure out whether or not you are the side chick before he runs away from you like Shad does. Are we ready?
Ooh, where can we get our hands on that list?
On it right now.
Right here, right now.
Okay.
So we have number five.
Ladies, take note.
If he says that every day is Valentine's Day, but can't remember your birthday to save his own life, you're the side chick. Number four, if he shows up to your house at 10:36 with a full stomach and a battery-operated light-up rose and sex on his mind, then you're the side chick. If you heard the words, "Damn, babe, my supervisor's hating on me. I got to work late tonight," he's a hater.
Mm-hmm.
He's not working late. You are the side chick.
Wow.
If he took you to Red Lobster, Applebee's, Olive Garden, or P.F. Chang's, yes, even P.F. Chang's, then
you are the side chick.
Last but not least, if you receive flowers or a food and goodie basket at work with a card that said, "I'm sorry, baby, I'll make it up to you tomorrow," it could have been 48 roses, but that little card that says, "I'm sorry, babe, tomorrow," then you are the side chick.
Hey,
you got one for men, too. One for men, because, you know, some of us are the side dick. Let's keep it real, right? Now, if she says to you, "Don't worry, babe, I don't celebrate Valentine's Day either," you, sir, are the side dick. And those are the top five ways to realize if you are the side chick or side dick.
See, this is 412. This is why it pays to have some money, because Valentine's Day could be costly if you got too many side chicks on deck. That means everybody need a Gucci bag to fix the damage of you not calling and putting
Gucci
in work on Valentine's Day.
Gucci,
could be costly.
Or
a
laptop.
Gucci bag.
Yeah.
I got a laptop on the bed, so I don't know how he did that, but we have 1 minute left. Everybody, call back again, 7:30, the Emotion Picture, Tuesday. Every Tuesday, Shasta, Malaji, DJ Victorious, and Jasmine. Be on time, 7:30 p.m. And check us out, ShastaMalaji.com. Jasmine,
yeah.
Pure Romance, how do we get it?
You know what? I got to fix the thing or two before I put that out. Get at Victorious for your Pure Romance.
Get at me for your Pure Romance, ladies. I'll be under your bed. All right?
In a box?
In a box.
And with the laptop. Weatherman, why do you throw the laptop on the bed, brother?
Weatherman, I'm saying. It's warm in Florida.
Can't believe she's running on the laptop.
Damn. But not on the bed. Well, we out, everybody. Good shit.
Peace.
Yeah.
Peace. Hang up.